All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm talking to you from New York City on this, the 6th day of July, 2021. And I do want to thank all of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. I'd also like to encourage you to send along whatever comments you have about this show to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Also want to thank our sponsors for the show. Today's sponsors, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Irving Resources, Hannon Metals, Labrador Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, NV Gold Corp, and Firefox Gold. I've titled today's show, Is America in Decline? And Preparing for the Outcome. Former New South Wales Judge Michael Pembroke visits for the first time. Michael Oliver and Michael Hudson return, so we have all the Michaels today. From his cosmopolitan background, Michael Pembroke will discuss important geopolitical changes underway with the center of power and wealth shifting from the Atlantic to the Pacific regions of the world. And I want to ask Michael Pembroke, what are the causes of America's declining power and wealth? Also, aside from Asian countries, which regions of the world will fare best and which ones not as well if we're seeing this shift of economic well-being to the Pacific? Also, how should we as individuals prepare to survive in a much less affluent setting if indeed Michael's assumptions turn out to be true? One suggestion always offered on this show is to trade rapidly declining fiat money for tangible assets, starting with real money, gold and silver, and the companies that discover and mine those monetary metals. We will be talking to Michael Hudson in just a few minutes after our first commercial break. He is going to help us understand and come up to date with the changes that are being made by Hudson or by Hannon Metals in their sedimentary hosted deposit, which I guess it's too early to call it a deposit, but massive massive evidence of a huge sedimentary hosted copper and silver in Peru. So Michael will be with us after the first commercial break to talk about that. And again, Michael Pembroke will be with me during the second half of the hour to talk about the idea of money moving and wealth moving from the Atlantic to the Pacific. But right now, I'm really happy to tell you that Michael Oliver is with me once again to give us his latest views on the markets. And thank you, Michael, for joining me again.
Hi, Jay.
So really good to have you with me again, as always, every other week. It's something that I know our listeners don't want to miss when you're on. And I want to ask you, last time we spoke, you were talking about the gold investors should really keep their eyes on the equity markets. You thought the equity markets and the turn, and I think you're seeing them probably being very vulnerable now, a decline in equity markets probably bullish for gold. Is that still your view?
Yeah, that's still my view. I know there's a lot of gold investors who only remember March of 2020, where we had a crash event in stock market, which caused selling of a lot of assets and buying of others, like they bought the dollar, but they dumped, even gold miners. Had not been trending, actually, with the stock market over the prior years, but in that few days of 1 week there, about 5 or 6 days, GDX collapsed along with the S&P. Not during the entire three-week collapse of the S&P, but just about 5 or 6 days it joined in. And that was because of the panic situation, you know, monetary, not monetary, people having to liquidate assets, period, blindly. I'm looking for a stock market top. And our work, we put out a big report late last week called The Game's Afoot, Sherlock Holmes. Actually, the game is just below their feet. The numbers that the S&P is dancing on right now, it's literally a percent or two above numbers that if it drops through them during this quarter and this month especially, it's going to start a downside. Mm-hmm. And I won't get real specific about numbers here, but just to say, not far below the current market, back in the middle of the range of last week, for example, mm-hmm. I'm going to start triggering sell numbers on a lot of momentum indicators that say, okay, we're going down. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't look like a crash to me. It looks like a normal topping-type process that the market produces whenever it makes a top, and that's usually not dramatic. You go back and look at 2000, go back and look at 2007. Those tops were layered beasts. They didn't collapse. Mm-hmm. There was no crash. It was confusing for the first year of the bear market, where the bulls thought every dip was a buy because it would rally, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's what we're in for. Now, we haven't triggered our numbers yet, but when we do, I think the market will go down. Again, not margin call panic situation like mm-hmm. last March. Therefore, that effect on the gold miners, for example, should not occur. Mm-hmm. However, the big issue to us is this. What is the prevalent investor notion out there about the Federal Reserve? And we all know what it is, and that is, oh, golly, because of the commodity price inflation, there's always been stock price inflation, but when it comes to commodities, that seems to get the Fed on edge, and then maybe they'll you know, pull back their policy and mm-hmm. taper. And so that's the assumption is, oh, they're going to taper, therefore, in 2022. Okay, if the stock market turns down and becomes a negative factor, not just for investors, but psychology of consumers, and you, no doubt it will have that effect. Why? Because even people who aren't in the stock market know that they could be laid off by their company if you know, the economy slumps again and they're looking at the stock market. So the Fed knows, and it has not had a problem with the stock market over the last year because the stock market's mm-hmm. been rising from that March low. It's not been a negative factor. If it suddenly becomes a negative psychological factor, the Fed is not going to taper. Period. Yep. So that whole assumption that is so prevalent will go right out the window, and we'll realize that, hey, they're not going to quit. Okay, well, mm-hmm. what assets do you want to own if they're not going to quit?
Mm-hmm.
And yep. the answer is simple. So that's a big issue there, and I think if you're in the gold market, silver, or the miners, you should pay very close attention to what the S&P 500 does and the NASDAQ 100. Mm-hmm. And there's specific numbers below, but they're not far. And again, once they happen, it's not going to be a dark shade being pulled down. It's going to be an arm wrestling match, but in mm-hmm. the opposite direction, mm-hmm. one that will cause the Fed to be accommodative. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's very positive for gold, and I think it's building in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the reasons we came off the March low in gold.
But certainly if we see inflation continuing, it's not just transient, but it becomes more of a problem. The Fed's going to have a lot of pressure on it to put up. I mean, it's going to be caught between a rock and a hard place. It can't raise rates or, you know, as you point out, the equity market will have a hissy mm-hmm. fit. You know, it's not just the psychology, Michael. It's also the pension funds, you know, have had mm-hmm. to go out on the risk curve. They can't buy treasuries anymore because they don't give any yield. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do buy mm-hmm. treasuries. They're one of the biggest treasury buyers are pension funds. But they used to be safe, sort of secure institutions. Now they've gone out. And so what happens if the equity market starts to tank?
They have little choice, yeah. No, we'll have problems. You'll have problems if the federal government have to come in and save some pension funds, no doubt about it. And the Fed will be the backdrop and backstop to that. I think it's the big issue is what that stock market does, because if it becomes a factor, it should be wind at the back of gold because it's at the wind at the back of the Federal Reserve. And also, if the stock market goes down, you can bet that the economic numbers that they're looking at, that they want to see reach certain levels, not just project that they might reach certain levels, but actually get there, get unemployment numbers at levels they want and keep them there for a while, which is what he said in his press conference. It's not just anticipation. I want to see the numbers, he said, and for a while. At that point, maybe they'll back off, but we're not going to get there, not if the stock market goes down.
Right.
It's going to dent those numbers.
Yeah, so it's commodity inflation that the Fed is really worried about, and you know, they don't care about financial market inflation. That's what we've had for years and decades.
Yeah.
But when they start seeing commodity inflation, that impacts the people with their, you know, their gas bills, their electric mm-hmm. bills, you know, the cost of living, and that's when the politicians yeah. start to have a lot of trouble.
But then if they try to intervene to halt that by changing monetary policy, they're going to hurt the stock market once it gets going
exactly.
down, because the stock market
exactly.
is dependent upon that river flow from the Fed. So the Fed can't do it.
Yeah. Well, they've dug themselves into quite a hole by
it.
massive deficit spending. You love it, I guess, because you see an
yeah.
opportunity. You know, we definitely think there's a reallocation of wealth to people who recognize what's going on and buy tangible assets, starting with the more liquid ones like gold and silver and so forth. But let me ask you, Michael, because commodity inflation flows from, I mean, let's say consumer inflation flows from commodity prices. You've been big on commodities. What are your views now on, see, oil just
I
hit.
I think that the commodity markets are just, they're going to make him feel good, because they're going to back off some. They already are. They broke down some today, for example. I don't think the back off in commodities has anything to do with it's a simple technical situation that needed to happen. They exploded out of a long-term momentum basis late last year in general. Around November, most commodities broke out by our metrics. The price percent gain was enormous across the board, with very few exceptions. However, they got into overbought situations that basically urged those markets to congest, pull back. And I think you could see that kind of pullback, which would vindicate what he said is, oh, you know, it's temporary. So the pressure on the Fed to change policy is going to lessen because the commodities are pulling back. So actually the commodity
yeah.
pullback makes the Fed look, oh, they're right, it is temporary, no
yeah.
problem. So in that regard, pullback in commodities is actually helpful for gold.
Right,
because
right.
it lessens the pressure on the Fed. But I think the pullback in commodities is a buying opportunity. It is not right. a downturn that lasts, period.
All right. All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it go at that, Michael. Thank you so much for that. And I know you remain bullish on gold. What? Just real quickly, with 30 seconds, what would it take for you to turn bearish on gold?
To turn actually bearish, highly unlikely, but to get super cautious again that, we could get a downside spike going back through the lows we made in March. That's $125 mm-hmm. below where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to
okay.
see those lows again. If I do, at that point, I would think some kind of chaotic emotional event could occur. I think it would be temporary because, again, if you start to take prices of assets down again, not just gold, but other assets, the Fed is going to go berserk.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's only one outcome to that.
All right, we know what that is, yeah.
Yep,
endless
is,
amounts
yeah.
of money printing and
yes.
debasing of the currency, which means gold goes up and other commodities
right.
as well. Well, Michael, thank you so much for being with us again, and always a pleasure having you.
Thank you, Jay.
Look to do it in a couple of weeks again. All right, folks, well, we do have to go to break, but don't go away. Michael Hudson's going to be with us to give us an update on Hannon Metals and that company's progress towards outlining what looks to be a very massive sedimentary-hosted copper-silver project. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Michael Hudson.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.